Nessa shouts the answer. The Sphinx mouth spreads into a sly smile, and behind him, the garage door slides open.
Well done, he says. Beginning countdown. The simulation will self-destruct in 5 minutes.
Nessa gasps in horror. It was a trap, she whispers. The Sphinx vanishes in a swirling cloud of dust. In the garage, an hourglass appears. Nessa steps into the garage and stares as the sand trickles down. What do we do? She says. Meanwhile, back in the sphere, Sonny mutters, okay, almost finished. He's been sitting in the control room for over an hour, poring over IR's instruction manual for the simulations. He's managed to create one for himself, an orb that will take him back to the Silver Quicken world. But making one for Nessa and Connor has been tougher. Since they're in a different simulation, it requires another layer of code. Suddenly, an alarm goes off. Bright red lights flash throughout the room and a siren blares.
Self-destruct activated in simulation 5, a robotic voice says. Estimated time to destruction 5 minutes, beginning countdown.
Sonny scans the monitors frantically and finds the one labeled simulation 5. His stomach drops. It's the Shiprock simulation. Nessa and Connor are in trouble. He rushes back to the computer and begins searching the instruction manual for anything about self-destruction. He finds the right section, but it's dozens of pages long. Sonny takes a deep breath and considers his options. He can try to stop the self-destruction, but he might not have time to follow all the steps. On the other hand, he's almost done with the portal for Shiprock. If he can finish it in time, Nessa and Connor will escape. But what if it doesn't work? A little voice inside him says. It has to work, he tells himself firmly, and he gets back to work on the Shiprock portal. He types in the last line of code, and the orb appears in front of him. In order to send it to the Shiprock simulation, the instruction manual says he needs to connect a series of nodes on the orb in exactly the right sequence. Ugh, he says. He wishes Nessa were here. She's better at this sort of thing than he is. And it's almost impossible to think with the siren screaming at him. But he grabs a pencil and digs in. Stop. Open puzzle packet number 4. Proceed after solving the puzzle.